No, I mean, like, thank you. I'm sorry. As far as this. Well, I'm trying to thank you too. I'm fucking trying to thank you too. But anyway.
Okay, well, fuck
you then. Well, I don't have a contact. I don't know how to contact that man. I'm not quite sure. Ah. Jews of the Jews. Ball. Let them feel enthused. Who was that? Who called me? Who just called me? I'm getting mysterious calls. That's a happy time. It's a happy time. It's a good one. Dakota, man. Anyway, that's the way. That's the darkest way. The darkest hour. Anyway, it's a good news night. Nice. This is good. Ah, good times. Thank God, George Eliot Clark. I still find you cowardly. Big tooth, freaking. I'm not sure. I live away from society. Oh, hello.
Listen,
I was just trying to work something out, if I may. I was just trying to work something out. Oh.
I don't want to order extra pepperoni. Listen, I want a clean cut, and, you know, I mean, if it happens to be a her, that's fine, you know, whatever.
No, it can be. It can well be a her. Sir, again, thank you for calling. It can be a her. But I had a question. Like I was leaning back in my chair with my pipe. I was pondering the forgotten poets of Canada. Yes.
Did you say you were pondering? You might have been pondering. I'm glad you've been pondering, sir.
The forgotten poets of Canada. What about George Eliot Clark? George Eliot Clark.
Eliot's a nigger. He doesn't understand shit. He's just a part of a fucking institution.
No, he's just got garbage. I know. Don't worry.
Is he selling pizza too, or what?
Well, he probably makes more money. Anyway.
What are you doing then? Where are you?
Oh, I'm just in my house in Nova Scotia. I kind of had a breakdown. I went and bought 12 beer, but now I've got 6 left. And,
How is that a breakdown, man? You're just living the life. It's not a breakdown.
Well, okay, I don't need you to echo my thoughts the whole way I was driving there to get the beer.
Well, I was just saying, I was just trying to understand. I just felt like I should say it.
But I was feeling also it was like a good night. It was a good night. I thought I'd... You know, I'm glad that you've called. I believe your name is Mustafa Jabalentis.
Yeah, under various names, yes, but yes. Yes, inshallah.
Nori, you're doing some great writing these days. I just feel like George Eliot Clark, like, just like, I was just like, it's so funny. And perhaps it was the fact that you called in the first place, and then we got disconnected over a heated dispute about...
With a pizza order, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't condone or not condone, you know, so.
Hey, brother, honestly, is that girl going to move out with Mandy Blair? Is she going to be your lady friend?
Yeah, I think maybe she might be my lady friend.
Well, that's fucking fantastic, no?
Well, who cares?
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say. Would you say anything's fantastic when it comes to...
Wait, I'm just trying to keep it real. As real as possible. Yeah.
Well.
Dude, sir, my brother, I finished the first book.
Nori?
No, wait.
We need to talk about Nori first. Nori of the book.
Yeah, Nori of it. Do you want to speak to her?
Okay. I want. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello? Have you ever spoken to her?
I saw her once on some kind of the video chat. But I've never really spoken to her. I've seen pictures of her.
Speak normally.
Nori? Noriela? Es
yeah,
posible? Right. Es tú? Es posible? Oh.
Yes, it's possible.
Dios. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again. We met before.
I know, but nice to talk to you. Never talked to you.
Yeah, in a long time.
No. Never talk to you like right now, like we're talking right now. So, you make $5,000 American a month?
What?
You make $5,000 American a month?
Why is that Christian? Yes.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Oh, did I say the wrong thing?
Can you say what?
Did I say the wrong thing? I was, no, I know.
I understand what you mean.
Oh, I'm just being, no, don't leave. Please don't leave. Don't leave the conversation. Don't leave the conversation.
No, I'm not leaving.
I'm just feeling my way into the conversation.
Okay.
Because I know that you and... Pardon?
Tell me about you. How old is your face?
How old is my face?
Your face.
So I live on a house. So I live right now. Nori, I'll tell you my day. I live in a house in Nova Scotia, a 4-bedroom house.
Wow, so big.
Pardon?
So big.
No, it's just like I bought. Exactly, it's a great deal. I bought it in 2017 for. I bought it in 2017 for 29,000 Canadian 500.
Okay.
So now I got it paid off. I'm here with my dog. I got my bar. So I got my cement mixer. Oh, you should listen to my podcast, Nori. It's called Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. I make one podcast every day, and I'm out here. It's like Anchor FM. If you look up Al Dennis, I think it's Al Dennis. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
It's called Solitaire. So I bought this house, $29,500. And now I'm here, and yeah, I don't know. I paid it off. I wouldn't say it's the best. I'm here with my dog right now. I'm here with Castro, Lady Castro. I've had her for 14 years. She's here. She's my baby.
Hello.
Yeah.
Congratulations on having her.
Pardon?
Congratulations on having her with you.
No, that's like why I'm here right now. So like right now, like, because this is our house. This is like Castro's house and my house. So this is our house, so when I gotta lay her to rest, so I'm gonna lay her to rest. And then, you know, I wanna like get some publishing things going with Steve. I don't know what's gonna happen yet. So I'm here, I feel like it's a good stage. I do feel like I'm kind of at a point where I'm either gonna go like totally mental or not. But I feel like now I'm kind of not gonna go that way. Pardon me?
You can talk about it with Steven.
Well, yes, I can. But can you tell me, can I talk to you, can I ask you something? Do you have any more questions for me? Okay. I have that effect on a lot of women. Thank you.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
What else? Yes. Nice to meet you, Nori. Nice to meet you. I'm very happy.
Okay.
So, wait, Nori, one thing.
What?
I just want to say one thing. So, it's pretty clear that you're paying for the stuff from now on because you make that much? Okay. Oh, sorry. No, I completely misunderstood. Never mind. No.
Okay.
Anyway, how are you doing, brother?
It's
unacceptable, Alex.
Did you get it into you, sir?
Did I get what into me?
Oh,
that remains to be seen, does it not? Yeah, it's like, it's like plus 7. It's super warm. So it's fucking hot. Anyway.
Have you been documented now, though?
Have we?
One of the best things you wrote to me was that you were taking shit on a fucking ice plate.
Oh, no. Is that literary documentation? Yes. But not like, oh, hey, my name's Al. It's plus 7. And we're filling the barn. No, it's almost done. I'm so close. I'm like 20 pages away. It's crazy. Like today, my writing, can I read you out loud what I wrote to you? Not to you. Well, it's all to you. It's all to you. Yes, I wrote this to you. Yeah. Where's the inshallah section? Okay. So then he's like, I'm going to read this like above section just because you'll like it. Yuan in her little wet white t-shirt came up to him. You coming tonight? Nah. Yeah. He did not understand. Now he's biking home. Oh, he looked at her, wet, smiling, shining. He would marry her in a second, and he knew he would never see her again. Inshallah. He did not understand, even as he was doing it, why, instead of steering his bike home that morning, he veered off down the road to McCalligan Park, the racetrack. It was an incredible detour at this hour, the tall, sentient gums lined a long, straight road that became gravel just before it reached the looming silhouette of the grandstand. He set his bike down at the stables and went looking for a way to enter the track. He ignored the temptation to visit the horses. The peaceful snorts and sighs and low shuffling noises that came from their stalls sounded like perfect peace to him. But he knew from his days editing racing stories that the stables were closely monitored. Horse racing was big money, and the business was full of cheats. People tampered with... Anyway, it's like that's where I'm at right now. So I got 20 pages left. And your things, your stuff, man, your stuff's looking great too. Your stuff's looking really great. It's looking like really great. Like I haven't been able to grab like this stuff about the, okay, what I've read has been amazing. So.
Just fucking send me the shit when you're done with it, man. Please. Really need to read it.
I could send you, so can I explain the structure of it?
No. No, you can't.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you can't. Just fucking send it to me.
All right. Patrick Lane. Anyway. Scott Jardine.
You should find that motherfucker, man, and cut off his legs.
What a guy. Like, Scott Jardine is... You know, I was thinking, 2 nights ago, like...
I don't help them if they get good.
That's exactly, you're right, you're so right. Marilyn, you know what? Actually, I was thinking this today. You know exact, there's only one reason why either you or I met Marilyn Lurch. She was trying to get a visa to become a Canadian citizen because she's American. And so she was like, I'm going to help prisoners in the... It was like the most... When I think about now, like how I learned, like how I realize how it works, like Marilyn Lurch was only.
Marilyn Lurch just went and sucked the balls of a nigger.
She just went and sucked the.
His balls. His institutional balls.
Are you speaking metaphor? Are these metaphoric? I'm lost.
Instead of saying, like, I listen, blah, blah, blah. I get it, you know. But she chose to go back to the university so that she's okay. She's stripped of actually having anything to do with somebody who actually did something. And her whole time doing all the prison stuff was with people she felt like would never do anything anyway. You know what I mean?
No.
You know what I mean?
No. No.
You don't know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. But
she fucking did her shit, man, for herself. She didn't do it for
No, herself. I knew that part. I just didn't understand what you meant when she was like, when you said she was like doing things.
Listen, George and her were fucking sharing polls.
Oh, you think?
And when George quit, so did she.
Wait. George Eliot Clark?
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason she had anything to do with George Eliot Clark was because of me.
Okay. I understand.
So she chose George and she chose to say, you know what, oh, I don't know anything about you anymore. And it's not the right. Hey, I've never done anything and I don't know. Where are you? That kind of shit.
Huh.
But she chose the university, she chose the maker.
Oh.
She chose to respect his balls. That's my point.
Huh. That I understand. Now I completely understand you.
So she's like shaking his balls, even though she's a fucking lesbian.
You keep, yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, you keep mentioning the word balls, but she's a lesbian. That's the part that's starting to confuse you now, too, because you mentioned balls, like in or out of context. Right.
And they can't fuck. Well, I mean, they could, but they won't.
No, but can. Can a lesbian and man have, like... I forgot to mention the best part of here. The thing that had me laughing. In Canada, no one knew what gender they were. That was the best part. That was like the best thing. I was laughing so hard. Anyway, and furious. In Canada, everything seemed to be the same as usual. In some Mexico, there's corrupt politicians. In the USA, something. And in Canada. Well, no one's. Has anyone ever suggested that? Has anyone ever suggested that you were not corrupt? Like, ever?
No, actually.
I don't think you need to admit that. I guess I need to admit that. I'm not corrupt. Like, I'm virginal.
Yeah, but by whose standards?
Well, yeah, exactly. Thank you. What are you gonna smoke? What?
Just some weed.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll send you the final part of the Facebook part or whatever.
Peace. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Love you. Awesome. Solitary confinement. I think I should call this something. I think I should flow. Mandy, well, I feel, instead of being diabolical or deciding how to do this, it's Wednesday, drinking beer, just talked to Steve a couple times. I think I should just send it to you. Like, listen, let myself open up to you. I don't think there's... Anyway. I'm loving this project. Drinking beer. I'm drinking 12 beer. So, no, everything feels good.